start with the leadership of a David Stern, who many people consider to be the best commissioner in Major League Sports. What makes the NBA so well run, and the fact that they have been able to take what was a personality-driven league, I think, with a Michael Jordan, I mean, the cult of one, even though there were some outstanding other talents as well, to a league that now is taking on more of a momentum that's separate from the individual personalities?
Well, it's funny, you know. I mean, you say it's the best run, and I do think Stern has the reputation of being the strongest commissioner in sports. But you know, maybe this is the proof that it is on top, because the NBA also seems to take more hits than any other league. And you know, I think this year, what's probably, you know, the brawl in New York was awful, and it was, you know, but it was certainly not the you know, a black eye or statement of doom, or, you know, we're going down a horrible path. It's never the Armageddon that it's made out to be in the moment. And I think the best thing about that was, this year more than any other, I heard a lot of discussion after the brawl about how NBA players are just treated much more harshly in the media for their transgressions than they are in the NFL and some of the other major sports. And this year was the first time we really had a good dialogue about that people are finally starting to see that it hasn't been fair, that this league, which obviously has a majority of black players, that these guys have been taking heat for their missteps. You know, look at the Cincinnati Bengals. What have they had? 9 players arrested in the last 9 months. You know, they haven't gotten nearly the heat that NBA players get when issues arise in this league. So I think that's really been the positive. But I'd say overall, sure, you know, the NBA probably gets more heat than bouquets, I would say.
Yeah, and the bouquets I threw out was to David Stern. I think the NFL overall is a better run league because it's so complex. You're dealing with 50 and 55 players. You're dealing with, you know, 32 different owners that, you know, I think are dealing with a much greater pot. And the complexity of the NFL, the different rules changes, I think they've managed it clearly from a demographic standpoint. The NFL is more popular. But David Stern has been able to create and shape this league in a way that has been more obvious, I think, perhaps than any other commissioner in the NFL.
Well, I think, you know, one of his biggest lasting legacies, certainly, you know, globalization is the big deal to him. He wants this to be a worldwide brand. You know, soccer happens to be my favorite sport besides the NBA, and you know, that's certainly a global game where it's actually much bigger everywhere else but the United States. But I'd say the NBA is right there with it. It's, you know, you can't really say closing the gap, but it definitely has a global presence and kind of models itself after soccer. I know that is important to Stern, that his game is, you know, this All-Star Games next week in Vegas is going to be televised in 50, 60 countries. There's going to be reporters there from all over the world. But honestly, I would say the bigger legacy for Stern would be the salary cap. The NBA was the first league to go to it in 84. It's given teams like San Antonio a chance to be a powerhouse, even though they're in, you know, a much smaller market, and we've seen the NFL go to it. We've seen the NHL go to it. You know, baseball hasn't
yet. The best thing that ever happened to the NFL. Absolutely. The best thing that ever happened to the NFL, except for some of the other things.